presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Not very long ago, fellas and girls, the Navy and Lockheed Aircraft Company out in Burbank, California, unveiled one of the largest planes ever built for the United States Navy. It's the Lockheed Constitution, weighing 92 tons. Imagine that, 92 tons. You'd get a better idea of the tremendous size of the Constitution if you could stand next to its tail. It's 50 feet high, in other words, as high as a five-story building. And as for passengers, well, this is where this new ship is right on top. There are two decks on the plane. The upper deck is only for passengers, seating 92. There's room for another 76 on the lower deck, plus a lot of cargo. The cabin is fully pressurized and can keep a set pressure at an altitude of 25,000 feet. For the eating comfort of the passengers, the Constitution has a very large galley, which can serve up to 300 hot meals on every flight. As for speed, it can do over 300 miles an hour, and its range is more than 6,000 miles. The ship does just what the Navy wanted it to do. It's a high-speed, long-range, land-based transport, and it can take either passengers or priority cargo almost any place in the world in a real hurry. The four Pratt & Whitney engines develop 12,000 horsepower, but a new wing design built into the plane will permit the Navy to put gas turbine power into use in the future for greater speed and efficiency. In just a few minutes, I'll be back to tell you more about the new Lockheed Constitution, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Suddenly realizing that Tank, who has been missing since early afternoon, must be in the basket suspended from the carnival balloon, Hop and Gail Nolan rushed back to the fairgrounds, only to discover that the balloon had broken loose from its mooring. So Hop gave chase in the Beechcraft, while Bill King followed in the sheriff's radio-equipped squad car. An hour later, Hop and Gail caught up to the balloon, and Gail fired four shots into the top of it to release the helium and force it back down to Earth. But the shots landed too close to each other, the fabric tore, and the balloon plummeted earthward at a dangerous rate of speed. Circling over the spot where it landed, Hop anxiously waited for a report from Bill King, and when it came, Hop's worst fears were realized.
I just found him, Hop. And it doesn't look good. Tank's in a bad way.
Ordering Bill to take the mechanic directly to the hospital, Hop flew back to the airport and left Gail at the house to tell Aunt Agatha what had happened. And as we continue now, he's just reached the hospital himself, where he finds the sheriff and Bill sitting glumly on a bench.
Bill. Hey, Bill.
Oh, Hop. Gosh, I'm glad you got here.
Evening, Hop.
Oh, hello, Sheriff. How is he? What did the doctor say?
Haven't heard yet. He's still inside. That's his room.
Oh, well, he was still alive when you got here, wasn't he?
Yep, just about. He must have been thrown clear when the balloon hit. I found him about 10 feet away from the basket.
And he never regained consciousness?
Nope. Not for a second.
Oh, Tank, he's a pretty sick boy right now. Yeah, he is.
Oh, Lord, if I only hadn't told Gail to take that extra shot.
Huh? What extra shot?
Well, that's how we forced the balloon down, Sheriff. Shot into it to release the gas.
Looked like the gas was coming out too fast, Hop. That balloon really hit hard.
Yeah, sure did that, all right.
Oh, you found it right away?
Ahead, and when I caught up to him, he'd already found him.
Then we carried him back to the car, and I called you over the shortwave set, and you know the rest.
Oh, when did you get here?
Oh, about, 10 minutes ago. No more, wouldn't you say, Sheriff?
Yeah, no more in 10 minutes. Well, I got to get rolling now. Sorry about Tank, Hop. Sure hope you'll pull through. Oh,
thanks.
Let me know as soon as something happens. Well, good night.
Good night, Sheriff. As soon as something happens. What do you think this is, a movie?
Hey, slide over, will you, Bill? My legs are folded.
Sure. Can I get you some water?
No, I'm all right.
You don't look all right.
It's just the strain of the last 24 hours. We've been on the go almost continuously.
Mm. Yeah. I really let you in for something, didn't I, huh?
I'll say you did.
Well, everything will be okay from now on.
I wish I were so sure.
Nothing's going to happen to Tank. He'll come out of it okay. And then he'll tell us who the guy is who whistles, and the case will be broken wide open.
You bet it will. We're getting somebody who can really handle it.
What do you mean?
John Temple's on his way down.
John Temple?
Yes. You knew I called him.
Yeah, but I never thought I could make it. Hey, what'd you do that for, Hop?
Huh?
I told you I wanted to handle this myself. It's my story. I can scoop the country on it. Now, with him here, there'll be a dozen other reporters sticking their noses in.
Look, pal, I told you once before, I'm not interested in stories or publicity or anything. Tank's in danger. Hey, somebody's coming out of Tank's room.
It's a doctor.
Come on. Oh, doctor.
Yes?
How is he? Tank Tinker, I mean.
Oh, he's doing as well as can be expected.
Well, just how bad is it, doctor?
Well, he suffered a pretty bad blow in the head. There's evidence of concussion, but no actual bone damage in the skull.
Well, then he'll be all right. He'll pull through.
Well, he has a good chance. Next 12 hours, he'll tell a story, I believe. If he gets complete rest, he should be all right.
May I see him?
Well,
just for a second, sir.
Maybe you better not, huh?
Please, doctor.
If you don't do anything to excite him, violent shock now might prove fatal.
Oh, I promise, sir. I'll be very careful.
Oh, well. This way.
Thanks, sir. Thanks a million.
Hop, I'll be going along.
Huh? Where?
Back to the house, I guess. There's no point in my hanging around here.
Oh, well, all right. Tell Gail and Aunt Agatha I'll be along soon. And tell them everything's going to be fine.
Sure thing. See you later.
Okay, Bill.
Now, Mr.
My name is Harrigan. Hop Harrigan.
Oh, yes. Patient's called out your name in his delirium. Might be a very good idea for you to see him. There he is, behind the screen.
His head's all bandaged. Did you operate?
No, merely dressing. That was quite a blow we received. Do you know how he got it?
He was thrown out of a gas balloon that came down too fast to hit his head against a tree.
Strange. Here he is.
Is it all right to talk to him?
Yeah, you can try. I don't know if he'll respond.
Tank? He's so pale.
In shock.
Doctor, listen.
Speak to him again.
Tank, can you hear me?
Dirty double cross.
Tank!
Softer, Mr. Harrigan.
I'll get you. I'll fix you so you won't make nobody disappear again.
Still delirious.
Tank, it's Hop. Hop is here.
Hop?
Good.
Right. How are you doing, pal?
Hop, I saw him. I saw him.
The man who whistles?
Yeah. I know.
Who, Tank?
Mr. Harrigan, I'm afraid we'll have to cut this short. You're exciting him too much.
Oh, 1 second, Doctor. Who is it, Tank?
No, that's enough, Mr. Harrigan. I told you excitement might prove fatal.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, take it easy, Tank. Forget it now and rest.
You got him.
Yeah, sure. Later. You go to sleep now, pal. We'll take care of him later.
Later. Okay, pal.
Mr. Harrigan.
All right, sir, coming. So long, Tank. I'll see you later.
Okay. Be seeing you. Be seeing you.
As Tank settles back on the pillow, his face white and drawn, Hop turns away from him and walks out of the room. He knows his pal's condition is still serious, but in a short while, if everything goes well, he'll have the answer to the mystery of the vanishing men. But will he? You won't want to miss the end of today's episode, gang, so stand by. At the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I told you about the new Lockheed Constitution. Well, now I've got some more interesting information for you all about this big Navy transport. I've already told you about its speed and carrying ability. Now I want to talk about its safety features. With as many as 180 people riding in the plane, the Navy wants to be as sure as humanly possible that it's safe. First of all, because of the airtight, pressurized cabin, the Constitution can attain a high altitude and fly above bad weather. And to fight icing conditions at high altitudes, a complete set of anti-icers is ready to go to work on the frost. Another safety feature is one that most passenger planes have had for a long while now, an automatic fire detector. It not only finds the fire, but tells exactly where it is. And when the flight engineer is warned that a fire has broken out, he can start an extinguisher system capable of putting out flames anywhere in the plane. You know, gang, when the Constitution was first built, something really new was built into it. Man-sized tunnels right in the wings allow for inspection and repair of engines and other parts in that particular section. Landing gears and the braking machinery can also be easily reached while the plane is flying through the air. And in landing or just taxiing around, each of the 8 main wheels in the landing gear has its own brake for quick stops on the runway. Even though the Constitution is one of the newer transport planes, there are many more now in the planning stage. Fellas and girls, whether you take part in the engineering, designing, or piloting of these new ships, remember there's a place for you in the aviation industry. And above all, always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Keeping a lonely vigil at the hospital, waiting for Tank to pass the crisis, time moves slowly for Hop. At midnight, John Temple suddenly appears, and after cordial greetings, the young pilot gives the FBI agent the entire history of the mystery of the vanishing men. Now, at almost 2 in the morning, Hop finally comes to the end.
I brought Tank here, and, well, that's about it, John.
He'll pull through.
The doctor gives him an even chance. I saw him a couple of hours ago. He knows who the man who whistles is. But before he could tell me, the doctor made me leave.
I see. You're going to wait here all night?
Of course. At least until I know he'll be all right.
Okay, I'll stick with you.
No, thanks, John.
Forget it. Gives us a chance to hash this thing out.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's quite a story, to say the least, Hop. A man who whistles the funeral march and has made 12 people disappear.
And according to Bill, there's no common factor to hook up with the disappearances. That's what makes it so hard.
You know, what puzzles me is why I haven't heard about this before.
Uh-huh.
Did Bill say where these other disappearances occurred?
No, not that I recall. Only that it happened all over the country.
Well, I've been pretty busy in Chicago, Hop. Haven't been in touch with Washington, but I'll give them a ring in the morning. Now, about the 2 notes you received. You still have them?
Yes, here they are. Wait a minute. I put them in this pocket here. I'm sure I did.
We'll look through all of them.
Yeah, I am.
Well?
They're gone.
Which pocket did you put them in?
This side pocket in my jacket.
Let's see. Oh, it'll be easy. Even for an amateur pickpocket.
Well, I can remember what they said anyway.
I was hoping for a little more than that, Hop. Handwriting analysis and so forth. Oh, well, suppose you tell me.
John, hold it.
What?
Listen.
Wait, Caesar's ghost. Is that...
That's the man who whistles. He's in Tank's room.
Hey, something fell down.
Come on.
The whistling stopped. Open the door.
Wait. Tank's behind the screen.
Hop.
What?
The bed's empty. He isn't here.
Hop and John Temple stand rooted in the center of the room. The large white screen which shielded Tank's bed is lying on the floor. The bed itself, the covers thrown back in a tumbled mass, is empty. Gang, the mystery of the vanishing men reaches an action-packed climax in our next episode, so tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.